My Pokemon are in the top 1% of Pokemon. My Pokemon have muscles on their muscles. My Pokemon frequently walk around pantsless to display their dominance over other Pokemon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's greatest podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. No, that hasn't been used before.
Okay.
I'm great, I'm awesome. As the podcast suggests.
I'm good.
Just
I'm
good?
Okay. I'm okay.
We're
just okay.
I'm pissed off.
I wish the weather was sunnier, but you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
The weather was pretty shitty yesterday for those of us who had to do martial arts in the Miller Days Parade. Mm. Yeah.
Miller Days.
It was not fun.
That's like the only like event you go to where at least 7 people in the crowd have a gun. Miller Days has gotten so
ghetto.
And
there's 10 people in the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. 70% of that
though.
Crowd is packing.
Yeah.
And that's why Russia will never invade us. It was a good
Yo,
turnout.
Yo, homie.
It was a good turnout.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
It usually does have a good turnout.
I meant for, like, me personally. Normally, we have, like, 30, 40 people there. This mm-hmm. year, we had, like, 60 people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. It was good. How was you guys' weekends?
I don't know anything about that.
I know you don't. My life's awesome, man.
I never thought in my life that I would build a resume around this podcast, but I have.
Did you?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's for, a social media position.
Yeah?
Mm. And I was like, oh my God, this podcast is perfect for that. Never thought I would actually do that in my life.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Congratulations. Where are you applying to? Or are you just building the resume?
I won't say it. Because they might check this podcast out as part of of the process.
Completely fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to poop on your chest.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I sent it in, I was like, man, I mean...
They're going to get the real me.
Yeah. I can't protect myself now, so.
Dude.
If they just pick a random episode, like, well, 75. Is that the one that got copyright hit? Or is it 74?
74.
Yeah.
This guy has no idea what he's doing. He got a copyright strike? Gangnam Style's huge.
It's not even a copyright strike. It's just a content match.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
If it was a copyright strike, I would have re-uploaded it.
And then told him to suck fat one YouTube.
Yeah. I don't want a copyright strike.
I looked into YouTube's gaming website last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah. Nice. Did you know XSplit's free now?
Yes.
Yeah, I did not know that. I thought they were still just a pay-only thing.
Is there a free version?
There's a free version. Yeah. It's not bad, though.
I don't think you can use multiple scenes, and I think you're locked at 30 FPS.
Yeah, it's the 30 FPS. I don't know about multiple scenes, because mm-hmm. I haven't dug super deep into it yet, but like you get an ad before when you open it up, and then you get an ad when you close it. But other than that, I like direct capture card feed you can't use unless you pay. But
yeah, that's actually super important.
Yeah, but I mean, for me, not that important.
I've played games before where I wasn't able to use the direct capture, and it looks like absolute shit.
Does it?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, like slideshow.
Oh really? Yeah. All right. Well, I was probably going to mess with it today. I've been getting the itch to stream Half-Life 2.
Sweet.
Yeah, so
you
going
to stream Half-Life 3?
No.
No?
No. I'm going to get episode 1 and 2, though, in there.
Yeah?
Mm.
Maybe. What's the little mini episode they did?
Ooh.
1.5.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
It's not like Lost
Coast. Lost Coast. Lost Coast.
Hey,
yeah.
You're asking the right
person. Yeah. But yeah, I it's been a good, like, I think 2 or 3 years since I've played Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
And it, like, I opened Steam the other day, and it just, like, it just, that was, like, the first game that popped up. I was like, yeah.
Don't you miss me yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
I really want us to stream Mario 3.
Really? That'd be good. That'd be fun. Yeah. That's my favorite one.
We should figure out how to stream Mario Maker. Because I'm crazy hyped for that game.
Yeah. Is it out yet?
It's gonna
September 11th.
Okay, because I've been seeing a lot of like people making custom levels and stuff already.
There's a lot of people that have review copies already.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're making levels.
Because like I saw one guy and he mentioned a couple times how he can only play for so long.
Oh, okay.
So he had like a contract.
I've seen a troll level, a Rickroll level.
It was amazing.
Oh, you saw the Rickroll?
It was so good.
It was like unlock every costume and then you go to it and it just plays the Rickroll as you're on this conveyor belt. Nice. It was good.
I saw they have an interesting way, like the guy was asking, like, how do you know a level is beatable when you upload it? You know, what if people just upload all these unbeatable levels?
That makes sense.
You have to beat the level before you upload it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Whoa.
All right. And that's, I assume, built into the game.
Right? Yeah, so like before you can even upload it, you have to beat it.
That's cool.
To show that it's doable.
That's really neat, actually.
That's really impressive because I am really hyped for this game, so I was looking for some content. And I went to IGN, and they did editor challenges.
Yeah.
And one of them was just insane.
Yeah.
It was you had to time everything perfect.
And yeah, there are going to be insane ones with people that are like that, I guess.
Well, what's insane is people have been making those Super Mario hacks for
a while,
a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually a really smart idea on Nintendo's part to make a game like this.
I can't wait for the Zelda Maker that comes out.
Is there one?
No,
oh.
But I want one.
There's going to be a Zelda Maker.
Here's my elevator pitch.
Okay.
You don't make the overworld, you just make dungeons.
Alright.
Fuck you, man.
What if they did like a randomly generated overworld with then your dungeons in it?
And we'll get put some Dodongos in here.
Sure.
Did you say Dodong?
Well, you hurt my feelings. All my feelings. Could you imagine there's a generation of the top-down... I'm not talking about the 3D Zeldas, but the 2.5s.
Hurry, Rink. Get to Princess Sordo.
Okay. I'll drop it, but it's good. It's a good idea.
Super Mario Maker producer tells fans not to expect a Zelda Maker.
Well, I'm crying.
But there is an open-source Zelda creation software. So there you go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I just wanted to play other people's creations. I'm not a game designer. I'm a game player. I'm barely good at that.
Oh my goodness. Usually most things are for like one thing, Windows, but this is for Ubuntu, Mac, and Raspberry Pi.
Raspberry Pi?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I made some shitty jokes about Raspberry Pi a long time ago, and I still don't know what it is.
It's a tiny computer that you can do a lot with. It's a very hackable, I guess you could say hackable computer. That's not the right word.
We can skip it if we need to.
It's about as bare bones as you can get for a computer.
Yeah, it's like the motherboard, some RAM, and a little teeny processor.
Oh, okay.
And an HDMI port, right?
Yes, and like one HDMI port so you could get video. But other than that...
But you can use it for like, instead of like... Say you're building something that needs a computer inside of it. Like, say you're building your own arcade. You know,
a lot of people use it for emulators.
Yeah, you can get like a Raspberry Pi and that's all done and made for you rather than make your own little computer. All
right, here's an explain like I'm five. It's basically a computer including processor, memory, and graphics processor in a single very small board. To function properly, you have to add storage space and SD card. For operating software and data and a power supply. That's about it. It's the very bare minimums of a computer.
Next question.
All right, what you got?
What's a computer?
a computer is... Here's the door, Tam.
No, that's really cool. I didn't even know that existed.
A computer takes electricity from the outlet...
From the atmosphere.
And your internet and stuff, it turns it into ones and zeros, which the computer can read. And then those ones and zeros go into your video port,
uh-huh.
And they go all the way to your monitor where they turn into boobs.
Nice. I could save it all the work and just put two zeros next to each other, and I can read boobs off of that.
Perfect. But what are you going to do for
ASCII,
nipples?
ASCII boobs?
ASCII boobs?
That's how I pronounce the ASCII, ASCII boobs.
Yeah.
Where it's just all ones and zeros to make an image.
Yeah.
Nice. Send us your ones and zeros.
Yeah.
We are the protectors of your zeros.
All right. So, Pokemon updates.
Pokemon update. I don't have anything to play for this, so.
Yeah, that's video game related. So.
It is video game related. That's true.
Matt, we'll start with you.
My Pokemon are in the top 1% of Pokemon. My Pokemon have muscles on their muscles. My Pokemon frequently walk around pantsless to display their dominance over other Pokemon. My Pokemon have seen the death of 4 bug catchers.
I'm a bug catcher.
No, I got a pretty solid team. I got 2 badges. I got them both yesterday.
Oh, dang. I just love looking at Tam for this. Once you get past the first badge, you can start cruising.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The first gym for me was actually very easy.
Oh, man. I had to grind like a mother for the first
because
gym.
Because I was lucky enough to draft grass type.
Yes.
So I picked up a C-Dot. I keep wanting to call it a C-Dot.
But
it's
C-Dot.
C-Dot. It's D-O-T, not D-O-O-T. So
I nicknamed it C-Dude.
I picked up a. I know. I actually, he was my first superhero themed thing. So he's Black Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. That's cool.
Nice. I saw that out of the picture. I was like, oh.
My C-Dot, it didn't learn bullet. No, I had to get Bullet Seed from a TM.
Yeah.
Which I randomly got by just talking to someone.
I sold. You get a lot of TMs. Through just talking to people. So now I'm like, I talk to everyone.
Yeah, I talk to everybody. Which is when I texted you about that Makuhita.
Oh, yeah.
The fighting type. Because it was like, can you trade like a slack off for a Makuhita? And I'm like, fuck, well, I can't do that because I don't have fighting type. But I'm like, Andy could because he's allowed to have normal. So he would have that normal type on his team. And then he could trade for a fighting type.
At the time, I did not. And yeah. I was like,
and then you can just go get another slack off.
But yeah, I got to a point where I was able to catch one, and nice. He was a pretty high level.
Yeah, he's in that that cave right after the second gym. Did you get it there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like right after.
Yeah, that's where I caught him, yeah.
That's where I leveled up on those for a little bit.
Yes, yeah, they're actually pretty, that's a good grind area.
Yeah, so that first gym was pretty easy for me. I used my Slakoth to put, you know, Geodude and stuff to sleep, and then after that it was just like a machine gun of bullet seeds.
Nice.
So I was able to do that, and then when I got to the second gym, I actually had a really hard time because fucking the karate chop, man.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's strong against normal types.
Yeah, and that was most of my team for the time being.
That's like 2/3 of my team is normal types. So,
do you guys all have the?
If only you guys had psychic.
The one bird that replaces Pidgey.
Taylor?
Yeah, I renamed them, so I don't know their names.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So I don't know their actual Pokemon names.
That might have been a mistake.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like him a lot.
Taylor helped me out in the second gym.
Taylor was my main dude with the first gym.
Because when I got Taylor to like, I leveled Taylor up to like level 15, but at like 13 or 14, it learned Wing Attack.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. And
Wing Attack helped me so much on the first
Halo
gym.
Is totally worth it, especially because it's a normal flying, not a flying normal.
Yeah.
So I was able to keep him on my team. And yeah, Taylor helped me a lot in the second gym because I failed at the second gym twice. And I'm like, got my ass kicked because I had my Torchic. I had my C-Dot, my Slakoth, Zigzagoon.
I like that.
Taylor,
Zigzagoon,
and a Whismur.
And Whismur, what's that? Oh, yeah. I named that Loudmouth.
Yeah. And I was getting my ass just fucking handed to me. So then I was like, well, I'll go level everybody up. And so I leveled up my C-Dot and my Slakoth a little bit. And then I was like, okay, well, I should level up Shazam, which is my Taylor.
Nice.
Ooh.
And once he learned Wing Attack, I'm like, holy shit, I should go back to that fucking gym. Wing Attack's good.
Yeah, Wing Attack is bananas good.
Yeah, and it's strong against the fighting types.
So. Yeah.
You
can't punch a bird.
Let's see. My team is, if I can, you know, get out of this menu here. I have myself a Zubat for poison.
Nice.
You caught a Zubat?
Yeah.
What type is that?
It's poison flying. Yeah, I made sure.
Yeah. I was going to ask him about that if he caught a Zubat.
Yep. Yeah. I have a Zubat whose name is Zubat because I totally forgot to name it. So I'm going to go back to the rename dude. Mm. And then the fighting guy, I can't remember.
Makuhita
is Mike Tyson.
Are you going to teach him bite? You better teach him bite.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
If he can.
And then my tail wow or tail low or whatever is Chirp Butt.
Chirp Butt?
Yeah, and then I have two of, I don't even know what the hell the name of these things are. It's got like the flat dome and it's green, but it's electric.
Flat dome and green and electric.
It looks like a little dog thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
I liked your name. It's like, it's something E, something.
This guy.
Elite or something like that.
I have two of them.
Oh, is that like an electrike or something?
Yeah, electrike. I have two electrikes because I was like, oh, I need to fill this out. So I have two of them because, you know, relying on that's a great idea. Oh, crap. I turned my volume. And then I have Tits Magoo, who's poison flying. I don't know what the heck his name is. And
who
then
the fuck is Tits Magoo? What Pokemon is that? Is that a Zubat?
Oh, it's
hey, buddy. If you go down right there, it tells you what the name is.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
Beautifly, which I thought was poison flying, but it's not. So
it's not.
Yep.
Fuck off. It's a bug.
Gonna go release him right now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Beautifly.
Yeah. My bad. Yeah. What about you, Tim?
My team is currently a Skitty, named I don't know.
Okay.
Slack off.
By
named
Tits Magoo. I'm so sorry.
A slack off named Felicia. A Ralts named Waifu. He's male, don't worry. A Whismur named Loudmouth. A Ninkata named Ninja in Leet, N1 in J4. Because I'm really cool and 12.
No, I get you.
And a Dustox named Red, because I thought it was going to be a Beautifly, and it turned into not a Beautifly.
Doesn't it depend on what time of day?
Gender.
Gender.
Ooh. Yeah. If it's male, it's a Dustox. Dustox. If it's female, it's a Beautifly.
Oh, nifty.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
You can get yourself a Beautifly, too.
Yeah. But I have a bug poison.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he knows confusion.
Confusion.
So
how are you having such a fucking hard time in the rock gym?
Because rocks beat bugs. They squish them.
Like hardcore.
Like you, but what about your Ralts? Doesn't it know confusion?
It does, but it's a weenie. It has no defense. None. My defense on my Ralts is 12. And this level 15 Geodude is like, hey, waifu. I'm about to give you some of my hard head.
Yeah, so far the last one I need, for all my elements, is Ghost. Otherwise, I have all my electric, fighting, and poison.
Nice.
I've killed that Geodude, like, 4 times using everything I have. And then, like, I get the nose pass, and nose pass, it's just like, eat a dick.
Just eat a fat one.
My problem is like, I get all the way down, and then fucking Roxanne's like, here you go, buddy. Here's a potion.
That bugged me so much against Brawly.
Brawly uses them like multiple times, too.
God, he fucking throws them out like they're candy.
Yeah.
Here, have one. Here, have another.
I'd be fine with that if it was like, I don't know, gym 4, gym 5. This is the first gym.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. The very first gym.
I love the role in our 20s. We're bitching about Pokemon.
Hey, it's our game.
It's our game.
It's our game.
Well, so we did decide that we're going to battle at level 20.
Yes.
Yeah. So level 20 will be our first battle.
Yeah, I'm hoping to have a ghost by then.
I'll see what I got.
Yeah.
I'm close to level 20, actually.
I have a couple that are like set, like a 15, 16. And
yeah,
17.
I got a handful at 15.
My Dustox is 15, and I still can't fucking beat that first gym.
That's just... Yeah. Why do they always make the first gym rock? Because wasn't it in the first one it's rock?
Yeah.
It was.
That's why I never picked Charmander. Or, yeah, Charmander, because I was like, I can't beat the first gym with just fire.
Yeah, and then in yellow you had Pikachu.
Yeah, yeah. So
and you had to pick up like a whole team of Rattatas.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick attack everything.
To, yeah, just sacrifice themselves. So we will. We're going to record that Pokemon Sports Radio style.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty excited. I think the two people that are battling, like the third person, should be the announcer. So like the two people are battling, and then the third person's like announcing what's going on as it's happening. I think would be pretty fun.
Yeah. So we'll do that sometime within the next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. So you guys ready to get into gaming news?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner. Stick with us and see what you can catch.
Convenient.
I like how everyone looks at me like I'm a fucking genius for picking up.
Ah! Yeah. I forgot it was a drop, to be honest.
You picked the Pokemon drop. Mortal Kombat X for the PS3 and Xbox 360 has been canceled.
I kind of knew after like it's going to come out a couple months later, and it never came out a couple months later. I was like, that game's done.
What if they didn't even bother developing it? Zero work went into it. They were just like, yeah, sure.
Sometimes I wonder that. Like, if they say they're going to make a next gen or a last gen copy, and then they just come out and they're like, we looked into it, and we're like, oh, I kind of bit off more than we could chew.
Yeah, they shouldn't have even just bothered.
Yeah. But I will say, have you seen the gameplay comparisons of the new Metal Gear Solid, the last gen and new gen, current gen? That Fox engine does a great job of almost, like, it's like draw distance and, like, super fine detail is the only difference. Otherwise, the game looks beautiful.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and so, I mean, those guys should be like, hey, we did it.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
What's the big deal there?
Yeah. I'm Kojima. I can do whatever I want. I poop rainbows.
I hope someone picks his company up, or picks him up. Or maybe he just goes and starts his own thing.
I'll pick him up. Going to a bar in Japan.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, Kojima.
You ever been with an American?
I'm an otaku.
You know what, like, viral thing I forgot about was that one. It was for an anime con, but it's all the people in a sushi bar.
Is it the Garugamesh?
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that video where the guy's just like, Garugamesh! Just... Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn, that was before your time.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm 12.
That was like 2008.
Yeah. But yeah, I totally forgot about that thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a mem was until I was a much older man.
A mem?
A mem. That's how you pronounce it, right? A meme?
Yes, a meme.
Meme?
Meme!
Meme!
Did you guys see the newest amiibo?
Is it?
It's a third-party amiibo.
Yes, I did.
It's not a Nintendo amiibo.
Yes,
what?
I did.
I mean,
the Grumps announced it.
I mean, it's made by Nintendo, of course, but it's not a Nintendo character. It's a third-party character.
What is it?
Shovel Knight.
Wow.
Shovel Knight amiibo. That it unlocks a couple things, but I know specifically it unlocks co-op on the Wii U version of Shovel Knight.
That's pretty neat.
And DLC in the 3DS one, I think. Yeah, like some extra levels or something like that.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is that's really cool.
And
they also
said that it was going to work for future Yacht Club games, which means that they're working on stuff, which means we're going to get Shovel Knight quality things.
Shovel Knight is one of those things, you know, Kickstarter hits and misses a lot.
I've never played it.
Kickstarter?
Oh, I'm sorry, not Kickstarter.
Were you thinking
Kickstarter like hits and misses a lot?
Yes. Oh gosh, yes. Yes.
It really hit on Shovel Knight.
Totally. Most definitely.
The have you heard of Roll Cage? It's kind of a Kickstarter. It's basically like Twisted Metal mixed with like Wipeout. And they just like lack of support canceled their Kickstarter. But the game looked insane. It was like destructible environments, Twisted Metal type games with like Wipeout style speed. It was pretty awesome.
Sounds cool.
Speaking of whiffs on Kickstarter, Mighty No. 9 is getting a trial version as an apology for the delay.
I'm so upset.
I think people should just be like, hey,
make the fucking
maybe you just finish it. That's a lot of things I don't like about Kickstarter is a lot of things seem to just get stuck in development hell.
Yeah.
Like just They get the money or the funding, and then it's like 4 years later and nothing comes out.
Which is crazy because when you have all that like crowdsourced funds, that independent money, like that takes away most of like the investor interest.
Yeah.
Like you don't have like one big investor saying like, no, I don't like that, redo it.
Yeah. Like
you can just do it the way you want to do it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you would think that would remove most of the hurdles of development hell, but it really doesn't.
No, yeah.
You could also think at the same time.
Unless this is like one dude doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's a team.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of these Kickstarters have really good, they're really good at startup, but they just don't know how to finish the product. They're never satisfied. Whenever you have a real producer, they're like, okay, you have this date or I'm taking everything away. With Kickstarter, it's like, it'll be out whenever I feel like it.
Yeah. That is very true.
And so they might bleed themselves dry because of all the cool things they want to add. I have all this money, but they don't ration it very well because there's nobody managing them.
Yeah. That's a good point. Lionsgate is set to produce a Borderlands movie.
I'm excited for that. I don't know.
I think it's going to be poopy shit.
Really? Why?
Because every video game movie is.
Very true. Unless, I don't know, I really like the humor in the Borderlands games, and so I just hope that transfers over.
Live action?
I don't know, they just announced that.
Yeah, they just announced it. Yeah.
Because I think I've seen loads of cosplays where they took the and put on body paint mm-hmm. to make them look like they're cel-shaded for the Borderlands characters, and I think that would be really, really cool to do to live action people.
Yeah.
End of sentence.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really interesting artistic design.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
Speaking of video game movies, did you guys see
No.
Assassin's Creed?
No.
Oh, man!
That costume.
He looks good!
He looks like a fucking badass.
He does look good. Too bad the movie's going
to
be poopy shit.
I don't know. I don't think Michael Fassbender would attach himself to something that's going to bomb. Because
he doesn't really know.
And very true, but I don't think he would attach himself to something that he, like, if he read it and was like, ooh, hey, this looks like those Resident Evil movies.
I'm sure the script looks good.
I mean, he's producing it, too.
But it's
there's a lot of things that could go wrong. I'm going to stay optimistic.
There's a good game theory on why video game movies often fail.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it because they don't want to be like the game?
It's because video games are a more immersive medium than movies because not only can you see and listen, but you can play it.
Yeah.
And so when you take something more immersive and make it less immersive,
that makes sense.
People have a hard time enjoying it as much. Whereas, you know, books, if you turn that into a movie, you're taking something that's less immersive and making it more immersive. Because books don't have, you know,
the visuals.
The visuals, the sound. It's a good theory.
Yeah, it's really tough to take in. Like, you could do the same thing about comic books, too, like comic book movies.
Because yeah.
They're essentially the same. You just get a little action in between each panel mm-hmm. that you see.
Yeah, it's just fluid motion yeah. instead of panels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, the big problem with video games is, in a video game movie, you don't get that metagame of,
yeah.
Ezio's not going to go collect every fucking feather. And if you find that fun, then you don't get to do that.
You die.
Yeah.
Though they could easily put a thing in where, like, he finds a feather on a windowsill and everyone in the theater is like, oh.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But
I'm excited this one's going to be in Spain, or the setting is Spain.
Nice. The movie?
Yeah, the movie setting is in Spain. It's cool.
I just want to bring attention to a video on YouTube.
All right.
Search GTA 5 wildlife documentary.
Oh, man.
It's an unofficial GTA 5 wildlife documentary. It's 15 minutes long. It's the best.
Is it pretty funny?
That sounds funny.
Yeah, it's the best.
I saw someone recreated the Pokemon characters in GTA 5 this morning. Trevor was Ash.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Franklin was
Brock. Franklin was Brock. Trevor was Pikachu. Michael was Ash. And some random old lady was Misty. Like, Trevor was just yellow and with, like, red dots here.
All right.
Wow. All right, guys. That will do it for gaming news. Let's go ahead and move into technology.
Back in my day. No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with Three Hit Combo.
Balloon sends a link for anyone to add files to your Dropbox.
What's Balloon?
Balloon is a place where anyone can send links to your Dropbox.
Oh, all right.
Balloon is a web app that lets you create a single link that you can send to people so they can add files to your Dropbox without needing a Dropbox account themselves.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So if you're working with people and you're like, hey, can you send to my Dropbox? And you're like, oh, I have Dropbox. It's like, first of all, you should get Dropbox. But
do you have a Dropbox?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Dropbox?
I use Google Drive.
Yeah.
Does that count?
To be honest, I use Google Drive more than Dropbox.
I like Google Drive's features more than Dropbox, and you get way more storage with Google Drive. That's the only reason was honestly the storage.
Yeah, that's true. I also found a website that's called WeTransfer. You can upload, and you know how like MediaFire and like Mega Upload, you can send links to people and they can download? WeTransfer lets you do it up to like 2 gigs. 2 gigs of transfer.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is. Yeah. It's interesting. It's very interesting. NASA just sealed 6 people in a dome for a year.
This, I'm kind of excited to like follow the experiment.
They're going to practice conditions on Mars.
That's really cool.
In Hawaii? Yeah, Hawaii is where they're at.
How big is the dome?
The dome is 36 by 20 feet.
So not that big.
That's not big at all.
It's, it's not that small, but for 6 people, it probably gets a little.
Yeah, for 6 people, I bet.
I almost asked a stupid question.
What?
I was almost like, did they like bring in a bunch of sand for like the surface of Mars? No, they're living on a space station. They're not going to be camping outside.
Oh, here's a picture of the inside of it.
Yeah, I just got a picture of the inside right here.
But it does look a little bigger than I thought it would be.
It does look bigger.
Oh, okay.
That is not what I was picturing in my head. I was picturing totally like red sand and like.
It looks like
it's really dry.
It looks like it's not a total sausage fest. There are 3 chicks.
Nice.
I wonder if they're gonna bang.
Like, they're all right. So it's a French astrobiologist, a German physicist, and they're 4 Americans: a pilot, architect, journalist, and soil scientist.
Journalist? How'd the journalist get?
Probably to keep track of everything.
Do they have cameras?
The journalist has a camera on him.
At all times. I really hope they bang now.
And one's a podcast host.
One of these chicks is
dude, that would be amazing.
Pretty attractive. And it's probably just the shirt she's wearing.
Have I asked this before? If you guys, if you could take a one-way trip to Mars, would you do it?
A one-way trip?
A one-way trip. Like you went out there and you started the colony.
Oh, no. I'm not smart enough to do that. I'd get there and be like, hey, guys, I ran out of oxygen. That'd be it.
No, I am totally smart enough for that. Just throwing Andy under the bus.
No, you're not.
He doesn't think I'm smart enough to be on Mars. But I wouldn't at this. I would want to be older.
Okay, that's fair.
I got more stuff to do.
Get all that, you know, all that poo. Yeah.
Look, if I end up being 35, 40, and I don't have a wife, then send me to Mars because I'm not getting one.
I'll be your
I'll
wife.
I'll marry you.
I offered first. Well, at least I offered first today.
This podcast
I don't know about.
Relies on polygamy.
Tam's also not married already, so.
That's true.
It's all right. I'll just leave Camille.
Okay.
Yeah. Camilla senses.
No. Yeah. So, my tingles were going.
My tingles were going. Paris is going to ban cars for 1 day.
That, I think, will be a crazy, like, I think that would be a crazy phenomenon to, like, live in. If you were in Paris and you're like, oh, there are no cars for today. But I think from an outsider's perspective, that's cool. I'm excited to see some pictures.
That sounds like the world's miniest purge. The Purge of the movie.
Here,
it's like for 24 hours, you can not drive.
It's Andy's ring. What is this made of? It's like steel?
White gold.
White gold? White gold?
Yeah.
How much is it worth? Go ahead. Put a dollar value
not
on your
that,
love.
Under $1,000?
That's fair.
That's interesting.
$250? I actually don't remember how much my ring was.
That's way under.
Does it fit on your 11th finger?
It does not. I've tried. No, I haven't.
I was going to say, you tried. I'm like, this is not that big. your 11th finger. You mean my third arm?
My baby's apple.
My baby's apple.
Looks like a baby's arm holding an apple.
I know, but I've never heard anyone call it a baby's apple.
I'm going to need that ring back. I can't go home without
what
it.
What ring?
I sold it already. eBay was fast.
Yeah, you didn't give me a ring.
I actually have a ring line now, too.
You didn't give me a ring. My hands are probably, my fingers are probably a lot bigger than Andy's. There's no way I can put this on. Yep.
If you did, you would have all of, that's so funny. If you
You'd
did,
have all of my possessions.
I've got all of Andy's powers.
And half of Camilla's.
Yeah, and half of Camilla's. This was a good podcast, guys.
Yeah, see ya. That took me a second.
It's funny because Andy says that after every podcast.
Put it on. Not every Put podcast.
Nah.
I couldn't think of Camilla's powers that I could have.
So Mars? Is that what we're talking about? Yeah. Living on Mars? No cars. That's what
no
we're talking
cars.
About.
Paris.
That's pretty crazy.
From Mars to cars. Lack,
I mean,
lack thereof.
Is there a lot of walking in Paris?
No. Paris, like
do
most.
Do mopeds count?
I'm pretty sure it's all like motor vehicles.
Yeah, motorized
okay.
vehicles.
That would blow to get to work.
Yeah.
Like I would imagine Paris is mostly like
Frenchies
the rest
work.
Of like
Sorry,
the rest of
French
Europe.
Viewers.
A lot of people walk, so
I mean
yeah, mopeds are a huge thing in Europe, so
tourists are gonna be really pissed when they don't hear about it that one day.
Yeah.
Gonna
be
what? Like, could we get to the Eiffel Tower? Yeah, hoof it.
Oh, maybe you walk.
That was a perfect French accent, Andy.
That's the only way I can sort of do a French accent is
oh,
if I start off
maybe.
If I start off with the it like I don't know, it like sets my voice up, I don't know.
New Horizons locks onto its next target, which will be a Kuiper Belt object MU69.
Giggity.
It will reach it in January of 2019.
Dang.
The most distant object ever explored.
Oh, neat.
January 2019?
Yep.
That's amazing. It's amazing that technology was like... Because when did it launch? It launched in...
05?
05, yeah.
Maybe 04. Let me find out.
Okay, that's fair.
Let me find out for it.
Technology, they were like, okay, 15 years in the future, where are we going to be with this thing? Oh, it's run off of a PS2.
New Horizons launched January 19th, 2006.
2006?
Yep.
That's the year I got my first trick black belt. Mm. Yeah, I learned that, and it made me feel really old.
That's the year I started driving. Makes me feel old.
Yeah.
So it flew by Pluto just this past July. That was its primary objective. Now let's move on to other objectives. Because, yes, it still works. It's made out of like a toaster and a PS2.
Yeah. The Brave Little Toaster. Brave Little Toaster 4. Plan to go to Pluto.
The Kuiper Belt.
The Kuiper Belt.
That's awesome.
Dude, we should kickstart the next Brave Little Toaster and have it be all about.
I remember just hearing about someone wanted to do a live action Brave Little Toaster reboot, and I was like, no.
Yeah, but no.
It's a cartoon. You keep it a cartoon.
Yeah. Be silly. All right, guys, that'll do it for technology news.
Get out of here, technology. We're done
Baller.
With you.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and move on to news.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt,
Sam,
Andy,
Sam,
and
Sam.
All right, you guys.
Go ahead, Sam.
All right. So today in news, we have... I'm going to do my best Matt impersonation. You ready?
No. No, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You hung me out to dry. All
right. We'll do it this time. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You want to do your best Matt impersonation?
Okay.
Okay, get ready. Inmate gets arrested again after refusing to leave jail.
What?
So, Tam, what do you think about that?
Sorry, my impression was off there a little bit. So, Tam, what do you think about that?
That's okay. This is going to be a really confusing episode.
An Arizona man arrested on alleged possession of meth apparently liked jail, so much so that he didn't want to leave. David Spurlock, who was 29, was released Wednesday for the drug charges but caused trouble when he refused to vacate the premises.
Huh.
Police,
I mean,
police said Spurlock was finally out of jail. He ran to a marked semi-truck belonging to the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and unsuccessfully tried to start it up.
Guys, I'm not jail. I'm coming back.
I mean, it's three meals and a cot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're paying for it. Yeah.
They got us, man.
They got us. He got us specifically. I mean, that's, I mean, that's really sad.
That is sad.
Not even like the situation, but the fact that like that's what he wants to do.
He would rather be there than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Doing literally anything.
Anything.
A zoo owner who was on live TV. This is so fucking funny. He's got a baboon riding a pony. He called it a cocksucker on live TV. And I have a video. I have not yet played it, so I hope it's good. But I'm going to play it, and let's see if we can hear it, okay? All
right.
Okay, let's go for a walk. Here we go. I'm going to let you guys go. No,
get up.
Did you hear it?
Bowmanville Zoo
is open until when?
Let's
try again. Cocksucker. Get up.
Oh, wait, here's a short, they said here's another short video with clearer audio. Let's try this. This one's a little longer. Instead of short.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm gonna let you guys go. No.
That's great. Oh, that's great.
Did anybody at the time catch it?
It doesn't really seem like it.
That's so funny. I wonder if that's just like the nickname for the monkey.
Cocksucker.
Cocksucker.
That's some good stuff.
What if there's like some deep history between the zoo owner and that monkey? Like,
yeah.
Like he was deep. Legitimate. Oh, come here, my little cocksucker.
That monkey like, took his wife or something. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe a little worse than that, but yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
A man dies of injuries from a car crash that he had in 1965.
What?
Authorities say a man died this week of injuries he sustained when he was hit by a vehicle half a century ago. Let's see here. Pronounced dead Monday. Officer said he was one of two young boys injured in a 1965 accident. But what they say the reports is he suffered head injuries and two broken legs. He was reported in critical condition the day after the accident, but was said to be holding his own. He was left basically paralyzed, and his injuries required a lifetime of treatment. Apparently, it was caught up to him.
Oh, that's random.
Yeah.
He really outran that.
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
I have no comments.
But at the same time, it's cool that he it's cool that he fought that long. I mean, he could have been like, game over.
No, I'm done.
I'm done.
See you guys.
But it's really interesting that It's the car that finally did it. You know, it wasn't old age or whatever.
Yeah, they're attributing the death to the car crash that happened in 65.
I wonder if they're gonna sue the owner of the car or their family.
I wonder if there's some sort of statute of limitations.
Yeah. There has to be.
Although what I learned from House is that statutes of limitations apparently are like extended when you flee the state.
So, oh. Well, that makes sense.
So if they left sometime well before the statue was done.
Did you leave the state somewhere within the last 50 years? I mean, I went on vacation to North Dakota.
Oh, get him. I don't know. The statue may have been like 5 years or something.
That's fair.
But, yeah, they talked about it in House because they're like, did you flee the state of Louisiana? And Wilson's like, well, I left because I don't live there.
That's really funny.
Yeah. It is funny. Guys, that'll do it for news. And now we got to talk about next week.
Next week.
Next week.
as Tam has now learned.
You know what? I was off by one week. Was it?
I'm going to start by saying goodbyes. Goodbye, mic stand in front of me. Goodbye, computer to the left of me.
That computer, it's sounded like it's ready to go.
Yeah, that computer is ready to go.
We're gonna put it out to the
office space.
Goodbye, microphone.
Office space? No, that's really sad.
Goodbye, microphone in front of my face.
Oh, you'll still use it at some point in time, I bet.
Goodbye, keyboard.
Are you really getting rid of that one?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was the wireless.
Yeah. Goodbye, keyboard. Goodbye, Sam.
What? I forgot. It was 1 week. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Sam.
Hello, sexual microphones.
Yes, we have all brand new equipment. We have a new mixer. We have new microphones. We have a new
computer. We spent money.
We did.
We have a new TAM.
We did. We spent money. Oh, yeah, we could say goodbye to the echo that we've been having in the last few episodes because Tam has a mic that's not made for podcasts.
Yeah. I hope nobody could tell.
Yeah.
I hope. I don't know. I tried my last thing I could think of to fix it this week, but next week it's a moot point. We got new mics.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Got mics.
New mics, pro setup,
a mixer.
We're going to have a new computer, which I'm touching right now.
The actual.
I'm gonna dual monitor it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. How's that? Just raging throner.
Raging throner. it's raging.
It's a clue.
Yeah. I want to say goodbye to the soundboard. We have a new soundboard with new drops.
New everything.
New everything. I want to say goodbye to our logo.
Yeah.
We have a new logo.
We've had that for.
Fucking ever.
200 episodes.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I think we've had it for, gosh, what, like 190 of them?
Yeah, because, yeah, we had a little placeholder while I was making that.
Yeah. And we've had these microphones forever.
Yeah. I'm really surprised that Tam's is the only one that gave out.
I'm surprised, too. These mics were not supposed to last as long as they did.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, they just kind of sat, like, besides us using them, they didn't really get any like rigorous motion.
Another thing we can say goodbye to. Goodbye this sound when someone moves the table with these microphones.
Yeah.
What about chair sounds? You think those will still get picked up?
Positive. We don't really have any chair sounds except for the guest chair.
Oh, yeah. We all have like solid chairs now. Yeah. I forgot that's the squeaky one.
The guest chair is the squeaky one.
Yeah.
You mean the TAM chair?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, the TAM chair.
The TAM chair.
You're the one who brought it up.
Just speak the truth.
I like the MLK of our podcast.
This will be gone.
Just play them all, Matt.
It will be?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Play them all, Matt, last time.
Play everything.
Just click down the board, man.
Shut up, Andy.
We needed to hear that, everyone, because you won't ever again. Or you could just re-listen to all 2 199 episodes.
This will be gone.
I'm so hyped for 200. It's going to be a blast.
This will be gone.
Fuck yes.
Oh, that is a little sad. I missed the kiss.
This will be gone.
Yeah. Everything will be new.
It will. It will all be new, and it'll be very exciting. Next week, which is September 6th, 2015, at 5 p.m. Central, which is 6 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Pacific.
And anytime you want it, ladies.
We will be streaming this podcast live.
Through what, Matt?
We will be on Twitch.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/3hitcombo.
Yeah.
So remember that. I will, of course, post numerous updates on the Facebook page.
I'll just tweet everyone, every follower,
directly to
hey, I'm sliding into your DMs.
So episode 200 will be live.
Yeah. So you can hear us, I don't know, act the exact same.
Yeah, it's going to be the exact same. There's
just new everything.
Going to be no difference except I'll keep the Twitch chat up. So if you want to say something.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Think about that.
So I will read the Twitch chat if you people are so inclined.
Yeah.
Show us your boobs. Oh, come on, guys.
Come on. Be
this
serious.
It's an audio podcast.
This is episode 200.
Yeah, we really wanted to do something special.
We get swatted.
Oh my god.
I guess one of the very first YouTube gaming ones got swatted. Streams.
Yeah.
Swatting is messed up, man.
I totally agree.
It's messed up. So.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. So, episode 200. Next week. September 6th.
Never forget. 6
Eastern, 5 Central.
Never forget.
Never forget the 6th of September.
Remember.
The 6th of September.
Episode 200.
Oh, never. I like that.
Episode 200. Everything will be new. New microphone. Well, I guess we'll still be here.
New Tam. New Andy.
Yeah, new Tam. New Andy.
I'm going to come in with a fucking mustache, and you guys are going to be like, who the fuck is this?
Oh, my name is Tim.
100% more humor.
The second Matt.
100% less clothing.
Clothing stops humor?
No, just... I think not wearing clothes produces more humor.
Yeah, frees us up from our restrictions.
So then you can hear all the skin getting stuck to the chairs.
Yeah, they would get stuck to these
Some
chairs.
Sweatback syndrome.
And this room gets humid.
It's because we're all talking sexually.
Yeah.
You light a couple candles.
I feel like there's more I'm supposed to say about this.
No.
A lot of new stuff.
I'm very proud of us for getting all this done.
Yeah, we had everything listed out on our whiteboard, like things we had to get done.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14? 14 things.
14 things we had to get complete for episode 200 to
And we all did it.
And we did it.
Everything.
Oh, wait! what's the problem, Andy? What's the problem? We did everything on that board, including the one that says suck Matt off, and then is attributed to Andy to get that one done.
Welcome, buddy.
I guess I'll...
It's already done.
It's already done. It already happened.
You are not even talking into the mic.
Did you Cosby me?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. How topical.
Yeah. Man,
I want to say something real quick.
Okay.
To anybody who's listening. Thank you guys so much for following us, the 199. And we want to take and make this as big and as awesome as it can be. And if you want this to be big and awesome, then... Tell us what you want.
Tweet us.
Tweet at us. Facebook us.
Use the social media networks that we sort of run.
Email us if you want. But episode 200 is going to be a big deal for us. And
we're also not that far away from 200 likes on Facebook.
We're not.
Yeah.
We're not that far from 200 likes on Facebook.
So we'd love your support and we really enjoy doing this.
Does anyone know
so thank
how
you.
Much Skylar put down for that?
Yeah, we'll talk afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that will do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast. Episode 200 next week. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, which we are very active on Facebook. Facebook.com/3hitcombo.
My job starting with 200 is be Twitter active.
Nice. Twitter.com/3hitcombopc. You can email us 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. So, for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.